I call this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement to order at 5:33 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time, and the location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. The secretary will call the roll.
Chair Issa?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Evans?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 6. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A through D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Castro. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Evans. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Seeing no dissent, those minutes have been approved. All right, moving on to agenda item 7A, reports. We'll start with a report from Director Taylor. I do have a report from her submitted to me. I'll read it out in just a moment. All right. Hello, members of the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. I apologize for my absence today. However, I felt it was important to get a few remarks out to you all. I wanted to remind all of you that the events our department is planning for a civic engagement week at the end of this month. On October 27th, we are having a financial insecurity panel from 5 to 6:30. On October 28th, our department will be tabling, providing information on the structure of Nevada government bodies. On Wednesday, October 29th, from 10:30 to noon, we'll have a voter registration tentative on our communication with the Washoe County Voter Registrar. Lastly, Thursday, October 30th, will be civic self-care. We will provide students with on and off campus resources as well as some self-care goodies. Please join us for these events. We would love to see some familiar faces. Additionally, we have been working on the FAQ sheet regarding the Chancellor presentation taking place next Wednesday night. I'm excited to see the discussion flow that evening and hope members of this committee come well prepared and engage in said dialogue. Please reach out to me if you need any help formulating or wording any specific questions. Our department has begun expanding to local government in hopes of further interaction with our stakeholders. The next meeting we'll attend is October 22nd for Reno City Council. I would love to echo any of the Senate work from this committee in my report, so please send me any information you see invaluable. Lastly, I had my first meeting as a member of the NSHE Financial and Food Insecurity Study. We were able to receive a brief introduction from Assemblymember Mosca and have a further conversation regarding successes and failures of our campus has seen in trying to ease food insecurity for students on campus. If you have any specific questions regarding any of the initiatives Government Affairs is working on, please reach out to me via email. Thank you. Now moving on to agenda item B, committee reports. I'll start with myself. So I've just been working with a few projects with some members of this committee. I've been working with Senator Evans as well as Senator McAndrews, even though she's not part of this committee, on getting that Canvas page up. I'm also working with Senator Saporito and Senator Barris, who's also not part of this committee, for the Veterans Day luncheon. And I've also been in contact with Kathy Castro regarding any additional events she'd like to see the committee work on. There isn't much brought to my attention at this moment, so I'll keep you guys updated on that. Does anyone have any questions for me? No? Okay. Moving on to Senator Castro, do you have a report?
Yeah. Do we need the mics?
Yes. Okay. Or just for the Zoom recording.
Yeah. Can I have the mic, please?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Not much for a report today, considering my liaison contact, Mr. Daly, is going to be presenting to us today, and I believe he'll be covering the content of our correspondence in greater detail than I can provide. So, yeah, look forward to that.
All right, moving on to Senator Evans, do you have a report? Or, sorry, does anyone have any questions for Senator Castro? No? All right, Senator Evans, you may continue.
Hey, Senator Evans, for the record, kind of going off a little bit what Chair Issa said, working with Issa and Senator McAndrews on the Student Senate Canvas page, all is going well with that. If you have any questions, just talk to me and you can ask me questions after I'm done speaking, or just like, email me. Also, I've been in contact with A.D. Mendoza, and we are planning to meet in the next 2 weeks.
Does anyone have any questions for Senator Evans? All right, moving on to Senator Radke, do you have a report?
Okay, Senator Radke, for the record. Hello, I haven't heard anything from Director Taylor. I think it's an incredibly busy time for her with the Affairs Week, but I will remain in contact with her for any events that we have been working on, and I'll keep updated.
Does anyone have any questions for Senator Radke? All right, cool. Moving on to Senator Saporito, do you have a report?
Yes, Senator Saporito, for the record. Regarding my two liaison positions, I'm still trying to get in contact with Matthew Little and set up a time that works for both of us regarding the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement. Veteran Services, we can get in further detail in our discussion later in this agenda. But I met with Chagman Cliff, with Speaker Ackland and Chair Issa, regarding methods and drafts for t-shirts, merchandise, how to contact or reach out to the Casey Rotunda, everything like that. And I'll give you more information on that during the discussion.
All right, thank you very much. Skipping over agenda item 8 and moving on to agenda item 9A, new business. We'll be hearing a presentation from the President's Office of Government Relations and Community Engagement.
Just wanted to pass out, I brought some of our end of session 2025 reports and then our year in review books from 2024. I have 5 copies of this.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I was just saying I passed out the end of session report. This is from this last legislative session from February 2025 to June 2025, the third legislative session. We go over, you know, a lot of what our department does. We also work as the official lobbyists on behalf of the University of Nevada. And so in that book that I just gave you, you'll find some different legislation that we wanted to highlight that we've worked on that will also affect higher education, and then all legislation that will potentially impact our schools and colleges as well. But we're working on mass producing it. I just have a small batch right now, but I'll be getting that out more to the campus as well soon too. But yeah, my name is Austin Daly. I'm the Manager of Government Affairs in the Office of Government and Community Engagement here on campus. Like I said, we work as the official government affairs and community engagement entity on behalf of the entire university. What that means is on the government level, we handle federal, state, and local government advocacy work, including federal appropriations for our university and our university researchers, helping to assist with research and grant funding opportunities, and then also helping to bring elected officials onto campus, holding roundtables with different students, faculty. A lot of the federal cuts that we've been seeing, we've done a lot of work the last few months getting Senator Cortez Masto and Senator Rosen on campus to meet with those affected, try to see what we can do to secure funding and help ensure that some of those different programs can continue. The state level, we play a key role in helping to shape higher education policy across the institutions. We also spend a lot of work doing university and stakeholder engagement. If any of you were students this last spring, you probably got our department newsletter every single week. Check your student email. We really wanted to make there be a lot of opportunities for students, faculty, and staff to get engaged in the legislative process. We, in those newsletters on Fridays, we also held a Zoom call every week with a new legislator from the building, talking about the work that they were doing, answer any questions that they wanted, you know, not scripted from anyone on the call. We also worked to hold theme days at the legislature for any of your various colleges. We had almost every single college present at the legislature except for engineering and one other, I believe. We've had everyone else up there. I mean, saw so many people during that time. I don't know if any of you happened to be up there for any of the days at the legislature or for the University Day at the legislature, which was the largest advocacy day at Carson City ever. We're very proud to have gotten the campus community out there to advocate for a lot of universities' issues. At the local level, we're also helping to help monitor and inform the campus community on what's happening, and also trying to strategically place students, faculty, and staff on different boards and commissions in our local governments to help shape local policy. I've also been trying to make an effort every month to, during public comment, talk to the City of Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, and the school district about what the university's up to. Community engagement, we're also helping to lead university sponsorships and community partnerships. You've all seen that blue dragon out in front of the Joe right now. That is Shelby Beats in our department. The first time ever has built a broader sponsorship with Dragon Lights to help provide a reduced cost for attendees, and then also getting some shared work on campus as well. But we're doing a lot more with the balloon races and some other events that we're helping to influence as well. Separate from government and community work, we also host the Latino Research Center, which is the only statewide organization that does real in-depth scientific research on issues that affect the Latinx community here in Nevada. They just published some reports recently on Nevada's Latino workforce, mental health vulnerability, and immigrant communities. And I can find any of that online too on their website, the Latino Research Center. We also help to lead the Collegiate Academy program on campus, which is a concurrent enrollment program for high school students that allows them to get college credit while they're still finishing their high school degree. 4 years ago, this program did not exist at all, and now as of today, it has 7,000 students enrolled statewide and 40 high schools participating statewide. We continue to work with principals across the state to learn from our university faculty and allow their students to get a head start on their college education. And we also host Hispanic Latinx Community Engagement Department under the Vamos PAC subline. They do a lot of work organizing Hispanic Heritage Month and other community engagement events on campus. And we also have a DocuPAC under our department, which helps to provide community resources for undocumented but also all students on campus. And you might have heard about it in the news somewhat recently. But any questions on anything that our department does on behalf of the university? So I want to talk about some top lines from the 83rd legislative session as well. Governor vetoed the highest number of bills ever seen in any legislative session in Nevada history. Received 605 bills, signed 518, and vetoed 87. In terms of what this means for the university, we were very glad to have received a lot of funding and a lot of opportunities for our campus, including a follow-up on getting some additional $22 million funds for operational and institutional expenses for the university, helping to bring our budget from being in red to neutral. We got some $6.2 million in planning funds to begin the construction of the new Life Sciences building, which would replace Fleischmann Agriculture on the very south end of campus. Still working on the planning phase for that, and the goal of the next session would be to try to pursue state dollars for the construction. We also secured $9 million for graduate medical education expansion across institutions, $20 million for nursing program expansion across institutions, and we worked with Islamabad Mosque on a bill to try to address and provide sustainable funding for food pantries and food insecurity for students. There's not a lot of money to go around this last legislative session that turned into a study on financial security and food insecurity across the institutions, with the goal of building up to the 2027 legislative session to use this data to help influence policy to get some more of this funding for PAC provisions and other programs. You might have seen the news recently that Governor Lombardo called for a special legislative session. That is basically a way of convening the Assembly and the Senate together again for a short period of time to address a specific topic. So far, Governor Lombardo, on, I believe it was Sunday, made the announcement that they'd be returning to deal with some of the business that was not done during the last legislative session, which is vague, but we're waiting to see what that actually means in terms of specific policy they might go after. But that may be happening in the next few months here, and so there might be some opportunities for student engagement down in Carson City post the end of the legislative session. We continue to do work throughout the interim legislative session. We're continuing to work with legislators. I was just emailing with one right before this meeting. I'm going to talk about some stuff happening locally, the GSR Arena. How many of you are familiar with this project that's been going through locally? Okay. Yeah. That is a big deal for the university. And alongside a $1 billion investment from the owner, Alex Morello, of the Grand Sierra Resort, they'll be constructing a 10K seat state-of-the-art arena that'll be used by UNR Wolfpack men's basketball beginning in the 2027 season. They just had their groundbreaking on September 30th. With the goal of getting at least the arena and the parking garage constructed by 2027. And they are contractually obligated via the tax increment financing proposal that they received from the City of Reno Redevelopment Board to actually build all this stuff by 2035, where they won't actually get any of the tax increment benefits that they were approved for. I can get into all the details of that particular arrangement after if anyone's interested, but we're very excited that this project's actually happening. You know, GSR is a key partner of the university, and we're excited for athletics. In terms of student engagement, we are beginning to start holding University of Nevada days at different local government entities. Currently looking at November 26th for a University of Nevada day at the City of Reno. Working out what that could actually entail, but what we're really trying to do is get the Wolfpack community out to City of Reno. The goal of having the president give a presentation on what's happening at the university, proclamation from the city deeming November 26th University of Nevada Day, the City of Reno. Want to have campus partners tabling throughout City Hall, want to have the band cheer, performing out in front of the Believe Plaza in downtown. And this is all leading up to the UNR-UNLV game happening about 3 days later after the city council meeting. So really trying to use that as a large pep rally opportunity, and also to get students involved in testifying in front of the City of Reno and meeting some of the different local elected officials that we work with closely. I also want to serve as a vessel to help students gain positions on local boards and commissions. I've been talking to Kennedy Taylor, Government Affairs for ASUN, and really trying to figure out a way of building out some kind of ASUN database of interested students, figuring out where we can try to pair them with opportunities for maybe students are really passionate about art and want to be on the Arts and Culture Commission and help shape public art in our community. But they're looking for people with those opportunities, and I don't think a lot of students know about them. So I want to try to help play a connecting role in that, however best that I can. Also working to try to help students with event planning and promotion across campus and with elected officials. I just recently got on the Student Event Advisory Board panel, which helps to approve all student events, because I think there are more opportunities to engage our elected officials with what's happening on campus. For this upcoming homecoming parade, I've been working really closely with Carmina about getting various elected officials to come and attend. We're very excited for some who are going to be able to make it, who would have always loved to attend different events in the past, but just never really received an invite. So I'm trying to work to be that connector as well. And then helping to connect students with internship and career opportunities with public entities. I hope I reach out to some people that I know in ASUN about just this application that ends today, I believe, on an internship with the City of Reno Council Relations Department. So I don't know that a lot of local governments also know as well how best to engage with students, and so I'm trying to help connect those opportunities as well. Anybody have any questions? If you want to stay engaged with us, we are, our email is government@unr.edu. I don't have it on here, but we work out of the Clark Administration Building on the south end of campus, room 110. We're there all the time. You can come by if you ever have any questions about things happening, government, the university, there's all of our contact information there as well. But yeah, I know there's a lot of different turnover on ASU at different times, but I'm trying to build relationships and be vessel for all of you to engage with the broader community as well too. So thank you for letting me be here today.
Thanks. Let's give him another round of applause, please. All right, does anyone have any questions? Oh, Senator Saporito.
Senator Saporito, thank you for the presentation. It's really informative. I contacted both Michael Flores and Sheila Agray regarding AB 55 process bill. I was wondering if your department's the communication between your department and the legislative session saw consistent and stable, because when I first contacted both of them, I was delivering information that appeared that they didn't know regarding the committee being formed, with a sense of that, I guess, I was told that the committee is not allowed to be seen by the public, and that many members within the committee for the food insecurity, they might not have a student representative. I know Kennedy Taylor just got appointed to that position, but I was just wondering in general if the communication is consistent.
Yeah, I mean, it's very consistent. I mean, depending on elected official, by elected official, but yeah, we do a lot of work communicating with the legislature. And we were one of the key people who helped push through AB 345 with their announcement during the legislative session. We're glad that the university has a role on that board and that you know, we're able to have that representation heading into the next few years.
I'm sorry.
Does anyone else have any other questions? Senator Radke?
Other events too. I know their goal is to get concerts out there. It'll also be an ice rink at different times. But yeah, it'll have a lot of uses. I know they don't have that ironed out quite yet. They'll have to figure out who will want to perform there. They'll have to recruit events, but yeah. But it is guaranteed to us on game days for what we need.
Sorry, Saperito.
Just one more question. I know this bill was technically killed due to the end of the session, last session, but Ruben and Silva's AB 353, it regarded appropriating around $2.4 million to allocate to the university to distribute more tablets for fiscal years 26 and 27. I was wondering if you had any information on if that initiative is going to continue, and if maybe they're discussing different options for iPads and tablets. There's some departments within the university that they appreciate the tablets, but past Division 100 level classes, the software isn't actually appropriate for them. So any updates on that or any information, I'd love to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was our goal really to get that bill across the finish line. Unfortunately, we had to not make it during the time constraints. That was a way to try to get sustained state funding for that kind of a program. I know for this school year, the university was able to still put on its iPads for every incoming freshman. I don't know about software updates or anything specific like that for further classes. I know at least that it is our goal to get sustained funding long term to continue carrying that out in the future, but we were glad, even without getting the funding, that we were able to this school year.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have any other questions? I have a question. sorry. What was it? Sorry. Regarding the Nevada Day at the legislature, I just out of curiosity, based off of your own observations while setting up those events, to what extent have students been involved in actually kind of lobbying while at the legislature, or has it been mostly dominated by pro staff and other faculty?
I'll say the majority of attendees have been staff and faculty in the past. This last one, we had brought over to get students involved, coming to talk about certain issues. And it is our goal to continue to get more students to engage during those times as well, but we've also had other opportunities of individual students coming who want to be engaged. I know Emma Doty, who was an ASU senator last session, very passionate about food insecurity, and we had her in Carson City all the time talking to legislators about that issue. And I think, one thing that's really effective, too, separate from just the university day at the legislature, every school and college having their own theme day means that we can have a lot more specific advocacy around certain issues. So for the life sciences building, we were very thankful to put together a College of Science Day at the legislature. We had students come down to talk about what the building would mean for them and their education going forward. But, I think it's always tough with time permitting, and especially it's always unfortunate that the climax or peak of the legislative session kind of coincides with the school year ending, and it kind of means a lot of students end up going back home. They end up leaving the Carson area. We are always interested in taking students who want to be engaged in Carson City.
Senator Castro.
Senator Castro, for the record. I know we've sort of, I've stated it in my liaison reports to this committee, and then we've talked about it personally in our correspondence, but I was just wondering if you'd be willing to elaborate on what you think the committee can do to help you going forward and your department. Just say it straight, you know, too.
I think, like, one thing that will be the main connecting force is, like, really trying to build out that database of students who are passionate about certain issues. I hear about a lot about different opportunities that can be hard to figure out where to connect to the right student who might care about it. So, you know, as an example, recently we got Karina, the ASUN president, on the board of the Downtown Riverwalk Association. They were looking for a student that they wanted to be a dedicated university student board position on their board of directors, and we were able to help connect them. But Karina is not going to serve on every single one of these opportunities that we find. And so I'm really wanting to try to figure out a better way to, you know, figure out a communication model of, you know, those opportunities come down, who might be interested in this, how can we help prepare them to be appointed for this. One thing that we're working on, and our student worker, Emma Solaire, is working on, is collecting what we know. We have a list of every single nonprofit organization in the entire region, and we're really just trying to go through individually and see, do they have a UNR representative on their board? If not, we are going to start doing outreach to figure out if they would like to have a UNR representative on their board. And that could be for nursing students, different nursing associations in town, to help get people different career experience, but also to help get the student voice out at different opportunities. That's in the nonprofit and private sector space. I'm also trying to get people more involved in local government. Next Monday, 5:30, we'll be presenting to the City of Reno Ward 1 Neighborhood Advisory Board meeting on updates from the university. Either Carmina or Kennedy will be there as well to talk about the homecoming parade. Involve, you know, Ward 1, for references, basically the university in downtown Reno is the scope of the board. And, you know, frankly, there's just not really any university representation currently in a lot of these forums. And so I'm really trying to figure out a way to make sure that student voices are being heard more, because I think a lot of people who show up at these existing meetings do not necessarily share the same views as students a lot of the time, and what they would like to see more of from their local governments, from their local events, and from different things. So I really do want to figure out that communication system, but I think just really trying to identify people who, you know, in ASUN or out in ASUN, really want to just do.
Does anyone have any other questions? Senator Evans?
Senator Evans, for the record, thank you for your presentation. I just want to ask a quick question about the internships and, like, serving on boards. Where can I find more information about this? I think I know a lot of people who would be interested in either one of those things.
We run a weekly newsletter currently on everything that's happening on federal, state, local, community level. I'm not able to tap into, like, an entire student list. I can't just, like, download an email and send it to them, but that is the best way that I have found to be trying to promote some stuff on social media as well. But anytime I see new opportunities come through in local governments, we're trying to get them out through our newsletter. So I don't know if, like, if the committee would like to provide every email to me and I can add it to the newsletter and just, like, make sure that that information gets out there as well too. But that newsletter is what we try to use as, like, the main consolidating factor for everything happening federal, state, locally as well.
Just one moment, Alex. Just to clarify, by getting student emails, are you referring to which specific demographic, just students who would be interested in serving on those boards?
Yeah. I mean, if you just know anybody personally, if it ever comes up in a meeting, just like that someone is really passionate about, you know, agricultural policy or something, they really care a lot about farmland and how that stuff is being handled. Washoe County's got a commission on that. Probably needs a lot more younger voices who are coming up in that industry. A lot of different opportunities, but really just trying to identify those who just have an interest in the first place in doing more in a certain field or area.
Senator Saporito?
Regarding the nonprofit organizations, is that listing from currently, or is it just on the AFR, the owner website? What was the state of the list currently?
It was developed by Truckee Meadows Tomorrow, which is a nonprofit organization that does a lot of policy research on region, and they had an event a few months ago where they published a breakdown of every nonprofit institution. But, yeah, But that is the best information that we have to access. They did a good job putting it together.
Any other questions? I have a couple more questions, I'm sorry. kind of going back to the local boards in your initiative to get more students involved on that, this might be a question for Director Taylor, but just out of curiosity, has there been any progress on getting that initiative out in terms of finding a way to reach out to students to serve on those boards and commissions?
I know Kennedy's working on it. I've talked to her about it. We have every other week meetings. You know, really trying to figure out what the best way for that would be to try to get that done. It'd be a new initiative from the university, so you know, anyone who's willing to take ideas on how best to get that organized.
And the committee will definitely be working with that. We will probably at our next meeting have an agenda item where we will discuss that particular initiative. I know Kennedy reached out to me as well, and also Senator Radke during our last meeting with her about this initiative, and she brought it up, and I was like, yeah, the committee will help with that. So we'll bring that up next meeting, definitely.
Yeah. Whether it's like a Google form of some kind that gets sent out to people, that can even be used just at a large meeting, just to be like, raise your hand, do you want to do more in the community, and just get people in my name that way. But yeah, really just trying to get any kind of starting list that I can, a dozen people, two dozen people, to start plugging them into the right opportunities that they want to have.
Senator Radke?
I don't know if this was mentioned, but if we do more people, where would we direct them? You or
please, email
okay.
Email me.
Okay.
Senator Saporito?
Can we keep these or?
I will leave one behind. I have to keep. I'll keep the rest, but this is like my entire stack. five test ones.
You got it.
We will make more.
Any other questions? Right, my last question, I promise you. Senator Castro, during your previous reports, mentioned that your department is interested in setting up an event called Discussions in Democracy. I'm wondering if that's still something you're open to working with us on.
Absolutely. I mean, it is. I would think of Discussions in Democracy as more of a branding tool. It's really just like the umbrella for any kind of political conversation with an elected official. We held a few of them last year with Senator Cortez Masto, held another one, Pizza and Politics, with Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar leading up to the 2024 election to allow students to ask. It was in the ASUN office, letting any students ask whatever question they want to about election integrity. But always willing to find more opportunities to bring more people to campus.
And is there any way in particular that you'd like to see this committee or the Department of Government Affairs or any other ASU entity help with facilitating those events?
I think it was anything that you were wanting to discuss in particular, like a certain topic or a certain conversation with somebody. We can definitely help with the planning and helping them to get here and make sure that we have parking figured out, they know where to go, they have their prepared for remarks, that the event is promoted and discussed well. But really open to any suggestions. If anyone has a specific event they'd like to hold, we can definitely help to consult on that.
Thank you. Does anyone have any other questions? No? All right, well, thank you very much. Moving on to agenda item 9B, election of a vice chair. Just give me one moment. All right. I'll now open the floor for nominations for the position of vice chair for the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. You may nominate yourself or someone else. Nominations do not require a second. Please make a nomination by saying, I nominate Senator, their last name, or yourself, to the office of vice chair to the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. The floor is now open for nominations. Senator Castro.
I nominate the Honorable Kate Radke for the position of vice chair for the Committee of Democratic and Civic Engagement.
Senator Radke, do you accept?
I do.
Are there any other nominations at this time? Seeing that there are no more nominations at this time, we'll now be moving on to
point of
our presentation. What?
Should someone run these to them? They're leaving. Yes, they. I don't think they left.
Keep one white and then keep one.
He already has both of them there.
Where are they?
Just one. They went down.
Oh.
Wait, Ralph.
He's. Thank you, Ralph.
Okay. Thanks, Ralph.
All right, cool. Crazy
on the minutes. I was just about to say, nice job, Ralph. It's okay.
I should have caught that for the record.
Okay.
All right. Seeing that there are no more seeing that there are no more nominations at this time, we'll now be moving on to presentations. If you have one, Senator Radke, do you have a presentation?
I do not.
All right. Cool. You can. Okay. All right. Senator Radke, you'll be given 3 minutes to give a statement on why you would like to be vice chair on the Committee of Democratic Civic Engagement. And following that, we'll move on to 5 minutes of questioning. Start whenever you are ready.
Hi, everyone. I think I would be a great vice chair because I would be able to agendize and learn about an open law, meeting law. And I think it would just be really great. So please. Thank you.
I'll now be opening up the floor for questioning. Are there any questions at this time? Awesome. All right. Now we're moving on to general discussion. The nominee may leave the room at this time, although you don't have to. Does anyone have any points of discussion at this time? Senator Castro.
Question to previous question.
Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Evans. We're now moving on to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? With that being said, the motion has passed. We're now moving on to a vote. All those in favor of Senator Radke to be vice chair of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? With that being said, Senator Radke is now the new vice chair of the committee. Congratulations, Senator Radke. All righty. Moving on to agenda item 9C, Veterans Day luncheon discussion. So the reason why I put this on the agenda was because based off of my one-on-one discussions with a lot of you, a lot of you felt pretty disconnected with the rest of the committee, and I just wanted to open the table. So if you have any ideas for a particular event we're holding, in this instance, the Veterans Day luncheon, then we're open to hearing about it. Also, Senator Saporito can give his 2 cents on the event since he is the main planner on it. So with that being said, Senator Saporito, you are recognized.
Thank you. Just for the record, the first report was like very fast to respect this time. But I'll give a more in-depth report about the Veterans Luncheon, like stuff how we did last year, what we're currently planning. So I'll just get into it. Last year, Veterans Luncheon was held in the Casey Rotunda. We got Jimmy John's and Panda Express, and that ran out, so we're not using Panda Express this time. President Deal, Dawson Deal, the 92nd session was the speaker. This session, we would like to get someone that was actually a veteran alumni or professor at the university. And Brian Sandoval was at the flag retirement last year, but he will not be at this year. The Veterans Luncheon this year will occur on Thursday, November 6th, in the Casey Rotunda from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Veteran Services, they have their own speakers and microphones, there's no need to rent anything. And we're currently working with charities and Senator Barris. Senator Barris developed a rough budget forum discussing food places we'll be reaching out to. We're currently prioritizing getting Jimmy John's again, around $279 worth, and Doughboys. It's known that they have a 20% off for a veteran's discount. Contacted Madison Eifert earlier today at the UPDNC Appreciation Day, and she notified me that Kings gives free food and chicken to the UPDNC just because of whatever. So we'll get in contact with them to see if this same applies to veterans. Regarding the speaker, I'll be contacting veteran alumni Professor Colonel Marriott. I'm going to, right after this meeting, actually book the rotunda because I just got information confirmation from the dean of the university libraries. We're good, for the record. We're going to be requesting ink black t-shirts for the veterans luncheon. I can show you the outlines and inspirations, but Chaglin Click already likes it and agrees with it. And last night, developed the banner and stickers that I will be buying on Amazon. We have a $1,000 budget for the Baron's Luncheon and Day of Gratitude. So the great Day of Gratitude's on the 3rd. We're going to be placing flags outside on the KC, or the JCSU front lawn. I think Veterans Services already has those flags. So the budget should be fine for those two events, but we are planning on requesting two separate B cards for the two events. So any questions or ideas? Thank you.
Senator Castro?
Yeah. Senator Castro, for the record, I have two small questions. How closely have you guys been working with the American Legion in planning this event?
From my knowledge, we haven't gotten in contact with the American Legion.
Not at all.
No.
Would the American Legion be someone suitable to contact for this sort of event? They're mostly veteran-run association.
Senator Saperio, for the record, I would say it's a great idea. The only issue is, the senator who had this previous liaison position, they resigned, so we're picking up this event. We have less than 30 days to actually organize it. I would love to do that maybe next session, but I don't think it would be possible.
Okay, and then,
Just to add on to what Senator Saperito said, although we may not be able to use them to help organize the event, I believe that it would be acceptable because we haven't ordered the shirts yet, have we, or the merch. Maybe we could use them as a sponsor of the event if they're interested, and we could reach out to them in that way if necessary. Senator Castro?
Yeah, absolutely. Just taking advantage of the fact that this is like a discussion forum, I also just want to add that for next year's consideration, possibly, that I know the American Legion runs a regular oratorical competition for high school and younger students, in which case, they would probably be a good little fund to tap into if you're looking for speakers from the local community to come to the luncheon and give any sort of speech or anything.
Senator Saperito.
Okay, yeah, I'll look into that. I think it should be good. I know Chaglin Cook of Veterans Services, she said the day is specifically for the veterans. I don't see how that would remove focus on the veterans, so I think that's a good idea. Thank you.
Any other points of discussion at this time? Senator Radke?
Senator Radke, for the record, what time was the luncheon again?
Senator Saperito, for the record. Vice Chair Radke, it's on November 6th from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I guess, point of information, it's usually on Fridays, at least that's what I was told. It's supposed to be on the 7th, but they pushed it back a day. November 6th, for the record.
Just to clarify, they pushed it back a day because I believe on Friday, school is off. And so they're just saying that no student veterans are going to be on campus that day, so they just pushed it back one day. So, yeah. Any other points of discussion this time? No? All righty. With that being said, we'll now be moving on to agenda item 9D, liaison adoptions. Before I move into the voting process on this, I just want to clarify that we do not have to fill these liaison seats at this time. Based off of that binding resolution we passed earlier in this session, I forgot the name of it, any vacant liaison positions are technically assigned to me, so I'll be in charge of them until we get them filled. And in addition to that, I know that both Senator Barris and Senator Levy have expressed interest in joining this committee at our next Senate meeting, so they might be filled by those two. So if you want to add yourself to these liaison positions, feel free to do so. Just give me that information. So would anyone like to add themselves to either of these liaison positions at this time? Cool. All righty. Moving on to agenda item 10A, liaison changes and additions. Would anyone like to make a change to their liaison position at this time? Cool. Moving on to agenda item 11, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? All right. Senator Saperito?
I guess the sense is a point of clarification too, because it was riddling me for a couple days. Regarding Inkblot, with requests, Naomi Tescon just contacted me. She said Inkblot pays for stickers primarily in flyers, but for other things like t-shirts, they only provide the design. So it would definitely would come out of the veterans budget.
Are there any comments, announcements at this time? All right, moving on to agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we're moving on to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement at 6:18 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers and on Zoom.